This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
Okay, gigglers, we're back in action. Get your giggle muscles ready.
I feel energized right now, and I don't know why. So it's a rare occurrence.
It's worrisome.
Yeah, no, it's worrisome. It's rare.
I think
Are you good, bro? Yeah, I don't know. I went to the chiropractor, and first of all, well, okay, one, I don't go to like a chiropractor. I go to this thing called a kinesiologist.
And can you spell that?
No. What is the origin of that word?
Use it in a sentence.
And he basically like, oh my God, if anyone's like interested in New York City, I really actually don't want to give the name or the number because like I'm trying to get in for my appointments. I'm not trying to have you guys like ruin my shit.
How'd you discover him?
Okay, so I'm going to give a big shout out to Perry Rabar. Whoop, whoop. Remember him? Guys, do we remember him? He put me on to this guy, and I've been going to him for like 2 years now. And I got back from like a skiing vacay, and my back was so fucked up. Like, I couldn't sleep. I couldn't move. I canceled a few dates, and people thought I was lying. And I was like, no, like, seriously, my back is so fucked up. Like, I can't move. And like, no way am I sleeping in a bed with you because like, I need all the pillows.
Welcome to 28.
It's crazy. First of all, this doctor can't believe I'm like a living, breathing human because he's like, you eat trash from the trash bin. You drink your life away. Like, do you ever recover? So he gave me these like supplements because my ligaments have not been like repairing themselves. So like my back problems have just been ongoing and not getting better. So he gave me these supplements. He said he did some black belt magic on me, and I feel fucking fantastic.
When you say supplements, do you mean roids? Are you roiding?
Basically, I'm bulking up.
Wait, so can you ski?
I can ski. I can go down like a green mountain.
Sick.
No, like shred the gnar for sure.
Shred that gnar. When you are at the doctor's office, do you lie or are you serious when they say like how many drinks do you have per week?
Interesting question. I do love a lie every now and then, but I feel like once I became a real adult, and that was like, what, 4 days ago, I stopped lying. No, like I tell the full truth to my doctors because like, yeah, because like I need help. Truth. Help me.
Help me, God. They recently had this thing where everyone lies about flossing to their dentist, which is so funny because like the doctor obviously knows if you floss or not, but they still ask just to fuck with you. And then there's this new thing where they think dentists, did I tell you guys this, that dentists could tell if you've given a blowjob recently by like a marking in the back of your throat.
I don't love that. I was at a dinner recently and my dentist walked into the dinner because he's one of my friends, and I was so scared to see him because I was like, I haven't been wearing my retainers, and the last thing I need is my dentist calling me out at this dinner. And he looked at me and he goes, why don't you put your retainers in once in a while? And I was like, oh my God, you're embarrassing me. But I love him so much.
Dentists have good personalities.
It's so crazy because people hate going to the dentist, and this is another reason I might be a serial killer who just has empathy. I fucking love going to the dentist. Like, I feel cleaned.
Really?
Like,
why?
I feel like I could make out with anyone after. You know, I just feel better about myself.
You're like, I made out with the dentist and it's fun.
Okay, here's another interesting fact and story. Every boyfriend I've ever had, my mom has tried to convince them to be a dentist. And my high school boyfriend actually had to tell her to please stop at one point. And she was like,
hey, if you want to be with Paige, be in med school for 12 years and we'll accept you into the family.
She was like, just hear me out. They never really have emergencies. You can have your weekends off. You're paid like a doctor. You have the, like, you know, the status of being a doctor. But, like, what do you really have to do? You know, like, what do you really? And I'm like, Mom, please reel it in.
I love how she's thought this through. It's called manifesting. Let Kim manifest for a second.
Let her manifest. If I end up marrying a dentist, I'll die.
But my teeth will look fucking amazing.
Yeah, amazing. I'll have new veneers in a week.
I'm actually hurting. Don't get veneers.
I know, but I always think about it.
I feel like everyone who gets veneers looks like they just have that, like, toy with the teeth that, like, chomps around.
Yeah. Yeah. If I have, there's one thing about, like, one of my insecurities, it is my teeth. I don't like my smile.
What?
Yeah, I hate my smile. I have like two teeth, one on the top and one on the bottom that like really fucking annoy me. And I could fix it with Invisalign, but it's just like I just don't wear them.
It sounds like a self-sabotage situation.
Yeah,
to
no,
me.
It's a full-on personal problem.
Like low key you kind of love hating those two teeth.
Yeah, I'm like, you could be better, but like, why aren't you? And I'm just like, whatever.
A little bit of self-hate keeps you humble. Yeah, you're humble. She's like, this one tooth that no one can see, I hate it. See, my groin is killing me because I went horseback riding for the first time.
Wow.
Have you ever been horseback riding?
I have. I was a Girl Scout.
Oh.
We did all that shit.
Girl Scouts do that shit? I don't know.
Girl Scouts do some of the craziest things. We don't just sell cookies.
That's just a cover up for all the real shit that's going on.
Shout out to Troop 200 from like brownies all the way to like juniors. I was a Girl Scout from kindergarten all the way to eighth grade. Please don't talk about it. I wasn't a loser. All the cool girls did it.
Were you competitive about it? Like, did you want to be the best Girl Scout or you just liked the outfit?
No, I liked the outfit, except my mom like totally traumatized me and everyone's mom was like sewing their patches on. My mom fucking safety pinned mine on. I like made noises when I walked around. It was so embarrassing.
I'm so sorry you had to go through that.
It's okay.
And safety pins can be super dangerous, even though they're supposed to be safe. Anyway, yeah, so my groin hurts because I went horseback riding. I feel like in Brooklyn, once we had like a birthday party where someone found like a donkey and we were like riding the donkey. But that's like the extent of it and like doesn't sound.
I'm calling PETA probably, and they'll see you in court.
They definitely weren't happy about being in the middle of Brooklyn. They're like, where's my donkey friends? So I go to this stable in Bridgehampton because one of my comedy buddies, Chloe LeBrand, shout out to Chloe, is babysitting for someone who gets horse lessons. She goes, come through. It's so funny. People text me all the time, like, let's get coffee. Like, let's catch up. And I'm like, no. This literal random friend was like, want to go horseback riding on Monday? And I was like, fuck yes. So we go see each other. Like, you can't get me out of bed
like,
for shit.
Why would I not catch up on the back of a fucking stallion? Yeah.
These horses are gorgeous. But turns out, you don't just, like, ride the horse. You have to, like, do stuff to ride it. Like, you have to get up and down and up and down, but the horse is not a perfect rhythm, so then I looked like I was just twerking very badly.
Question, and this might be, you know, you might not be expecting it from me. Did you go Western riding or English riding?
Why are you attacking me right now?
Sorry. It's the only knowledge I have about riding, and I had to let the people know.
Okay,
I had it.
I went East End riding.
What's that?
I made it up.
Okay. Because there's something about like English riding and they wear those like velvet like hats and they do like the jumps. That's which I think is chic as fuck.
Yes. So like, and, like it looked chic, but I was wearing like a big coat, which took
away
the chicness.
I just think it's the way you ride the horse is different in like Western and English.
Yeah, one of them you don't have to bop up and down as much. Mine was bopping up and down. And like Dez was just watching and filming me like a good Instagram boyfriend should. And then we went to Pierre's in Bridgehampton and talked some shit. And it was like overall a fun time.
So do you think you've taken up riding now?
So I thought I might like fall in love with it, but then I was asking her about the upkeep of a horse and she's like, this horse goes to the chiropractor once a week. She's taking Paige's appointments in Manhattan from the
kinesiologist.
And then like you need like to wake up at like 5 a.m. to feed him and like all this crazy shit. So you basically have to hire someone to take care of the horse. And I'm like, I'm not trying to start a horse business right now.
No, I also sometimes if you ever meet a guy and he's like into horse racing or he owns horses, this is just a tip for the girls.
He's loaded. Apparently Dez's like friend at the golf club, Caddy Daddy, as I remember him, was like, whatever you do, don't let Hannah get into horse riding. It's so fucking expensive. It's like $300,000 a year just to like have a horse that you ride.
Yeah. You so, want to marry a man who like owns horses though, for sure.
He just like owns the barn. He's like, do whatever you want.
It's just like, oh, I don't even know about it. You know, the money goes there. And that's the type of man you want. You want someone who doesn't know where their funds really go.
Unless you're Teresa Giudice, then figure out what the funds are.
You in court. Yeah. See you in jail.
Oh my God. Also, speaking of animals, because you know we love animals so much on Giggly Squad, there's this dog named Romeo. Mm-hmm. Well, his name was Pupstar from Southampton Animal Shelter. And my grandpa's dog, Meatball, passed away. Rest in peace, Meatball. Aww. Rest in peace. But my grandpa like wanted a new dog and he like wants like a puppy. And I'm like, Grandpa, you're literally 90 years old. I'm not getting you a puppy. You don't even like get off your couch and you're grumpy. Yeah. And a puppy doesn't need that kind of energy in his life. I'm like, let's get you another old man. You guys could be old men together. So there's this 13-year-old brindle pit bull named Pupstar who is so adorable. And we get him to my grandpa's and we name him Romeo. Because that's what my grandpa calls his friends, the Romeos, retired old men eating out. So they'd go out to dinner and everyone on Shelter Island would go, the Romeos are here. And they roll in like six old dudes. And if they don't like the restaurant, they all like gossip so much. The restaurant will be shut down within 2 weeks.
Okay, so I didn't realize that your grandpa was the mafia boss of Shelter Island. Rolling around with a dog named Meatball, has an acronym for his friends. Yeah. Like,
he literally, I'll be like, what are you doing tomorrow? And he's like, going out with the Romeos. So when we got the dog, we were like, we have to call the dog Romeo. And he loved it. And Romeo was having so much fun. Like, Romeo's been in and out of the kennel his whole life, this poor fucking guy. But my grandpa kept, like, feeding him all his food off the dinner table, as my grandpa does. And then Romeo was just, like, having diarrhea, as one does. I was like, that's just an average day in my life.
Right.
But the person who helps my grandpa was like, I can't clean up diarrhea every day. But Dez and I were devastated. We're like, we can't bring this dog back to the kennel. So then we had Romeo tested with cats because of butter. And they said Romeo was, like, pretty good. And now we've taken in Romeo.
So now you have an old man dog.
He literally is the cutest thing. He has arthritis, so he kind of waddles around, but he's so happy, so affectionate, so cute, loves his tennis ball. And you have a new man in my life. I love old men. Like, I can't get enough of old men.
No, I love that for you.
I love that at the end of that story, you yawned. You always know how to make me feel great. Also, side note.
It's not you.
Paige, would you date a guy who's 45?
At 28?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. Here's the thing. I don't have a problem with older men. I have a problem with their brains. So, like, you're an old soul, though. You're an old soul. So, like, you can be with someone older. If I found a cool 40-year-old who was like, let's absolutely rip it in Miami and get drunk together on the beach, I'd be like, say absolutely less. Yes.
So, you're saying you want to be with a guy who still parties?
Yeah, I want him to, like, get drunk with me at dinner. That's really all I care about. And my mom yelled at me, actually, recently over the weekend because I was, like, seeing this guy. And I was like, yeah, but, like, he, like, doesn't really, like, drink that much. And, like, I don't know. I feel, like, awkward if I get drunk at dinner with him. And my mom goes, it's not all about partying. Like, one day, you're not going to party. And my dad looked at her and goes, we get drunk together every night. So what the fuck are you talking about?
She's drunk while yelling at you. She's like, it's not about partying.
She's like, it's not about. But here's the thing. My parents didn't drink. Like, I never saw my parents drink all while I was growing up.
They were just hiding it from you?
I don't know. They were probably like hammered, putting me to sleep. No, like my mom never drank. My dad would like sometimes drink whatever. And then it wasn't really until I was out of college and like living in New York that my parents started just getting hammered
empty
together
nest. Yeah,
every single night at 5 p.m. So like they like in the summer they sit outside, my dad mixes up some fucking cocktails, and they just like sit and drink with each other, and I'm like, "Oh my god. That's amazing, one, that you guys even still have things to say to each other, but that like you look forward to just hanging out by yourselves."
100%.
I love that.
And different couples have different things they like to do that like is their thing, whether it's like some people like take out Mexican and watching like reality TV. Yeah, exactly. And some couples might like just love going and getting a glass of wine at a nice restaurant. Wait, that's literally the same thing, just drinking and eating. Anyway, people do other things besides drink and eat. But I do think you are going to slow down a little eventually.
One day I will slow it down.
Also, Paige, we are best friends, even though you try to like say other people are best friends sometimes to make, me question myself. But I don't drink that much and we're cool.
That's true.
But like also we're not dating. So like when you go off with your friends, I'm not like, where are you?
Right. Like I'm not trying to pull you into the bathroom and make out with you like drunkenly, you know? But, and also, like if I am.
Because if you were dating a dude who didn't want to go out with you and stuff, you'd have this like double life where he would be like, what is she doing when she like gets home at 4 a.m. While I'm sitting just reading about golf?
Like I don't want to have a double life. I also realized... So one of my friends had a game night the other night, and we all went over there and we're sitting on the couch and we're like all playing games. And there was like a few couples there. And I got so in my feels that I almost had to leave the game night because I was watching the couples. The number one thing I realized that I need in my future boyfriend, I need to be in a group of people. But I need you and I to have our own like jokes that we're doing. So like we're laughing just with each other, but like we're laughing in the group.
Yes.
And I realize that I have not had that. How old am I? 28. Carry the one. 10 years.
That makes me cry also because it makes me realize why we get along so well because we have that.
Yes, like we're really with people that. But like I look at you and like we already know what we're laughing about or like what we're joking, and I'm like, oh my god, I didn't realize couples do that. Like who is gonna fucking sit next to me and laugh?
Mental health fucking moment is you need to find someone who when you make eye contact with when something happens you both have the same reaction and the same sense of humor with it.
Yeah, like I just want someone to squeeze my leg under the table and be like, that's an inside joke with us, we're so funny. Let's get back to the group and laugh. And then, like, let's leave early.
There is a hotness of being in a relationship and then being out in public because, like, you put on this, like, kind of different persona of, like, oh, this is Hannah in the wild. This is how other people see me. Or the funniest is when a couple definitely got in a fight and then they're trying to be normal out in the wild. And I'm like, you guys, and, like, occasionally you see their, like, little underlying fight and you're like, you guys fucking hate each other.
I went to a dinner the other night and I was the first one at the dinner. So I was just like sitting there pretending to be on my phone, like pretending to not look like a loser.
Hate that.
But the table next to me was on a first date.
Oh.
I couldn't stop.
That's actually my favorite thing. That's my favorite thing. I need everyone to shut the fuck up so I can listen to every single awkward interaction of this first date.
The waiter came over and was like, sparkling or still? And I was like, sir, shush. Bring both and shut your mouth. I'm listening to something.
Have you ever been on a date that you literally have to listen to the date next to you the whole time? Sometimes I'll let the guy know. I'm like, we're going to just listen for the next 5 minutes because something's going down with this girl's friend that I have to understand.
Yeah.
I'm not sure whose side I'm on.
It's like, whose side am I on? Yeah. Sometimes I've been on dates and I'm like, fuck, we are that first date couple and people are definitely listening to us. And now I'm insecure and I can't tell him that, you know, because he's not going to get it.
He doesn't
see. But I'm like, I don't want to be that couple.
To show how fucked up my brain is, when you started that story of we were at game night and I almost left, I immediately thought, she lost the game. That's what happened.
She lost the game.
Because I am that friend.
People
will be like, Hannah, can you play? And I'm like, oh, I can't. They're like, Hannah's lame. It's like, no, because if I play, the game's going to be ruined for everyone.
Everyone.
You know that meme when the Monopoly table's flipped? Me, I'm not competitive. Also me. That's me.
Yeah. No, we definitely had some fights during that game.
I've left bars because I've lost a beer pong game that was like a little too dramatic. And then being like, I can't walk around this bar with everyone knowing I'm a loser.
I get it. I don't like losing. People think I'm really not athletic and not competitive.
Actually, you won like every single game we played over the summer. And people didn't realize it because you're low-key about it, but I'm like, every team she's been on, she's won.
Yeah, and if I'm on the team, we're fucking winning.
I think we should go to some front page news because we have a heavy dose of gossip today.
Okay, my first story is Lala had her baby. I'm sure you saw it.
Yes.
How do you feel about the name? Her name is Ocean.
You know, there's two ways people can go about it. You can name your kid Sarah, or you can name your kid mm-hmm. Ocean. And she went the artsy route. You know what? It's kind of a pretty name. I think Ocean, it sounds nice. It's fucking weird, but it sounds nice.
Such a you thing to say.
I mean, you were going to name your kid Fish Eggs.
Don't talk about my fucking baby name. I actually want to kind of tell that story.
Don't talk about my family.
It's the craziest story. Should I say it on the pod? I don't want people stealing my baby name, though.
It's already stolen.
Oh, my God. Okay, before we get back
to the front page, you don't have to say the name. You don't have to say the name.
Okay. So there's a girl. She's famous. You know, she's pretty famous. Mm-hmm. People know her. I personally love her. I have always loved her. I love her style. I love her job. I love everything about her. I love her humor. I've always been a very big fan of this girl. I have had a baby name in my list of baby names for almost 4 years now. And any guy I talk to where it ever comes up in like, what are you naming your daughter? This is my name. I don't care who I'm marrying. This is my name. It is like a play off of my grandmother's name. Mm. It's whatever. Okay. It's gorgeous. This girl had a baby, stole my fucking baby name, named her baby my baby name, spelled it differently than I am going to spell it. But when I tell you, I saw the Instagram of her announcing the name, I started crying. I called my mom crying and she goes, why are you so upset? And I go, because people are going to start naming their kids that now. And I'm not going to be as unique and cool as I thought I was. And I went through like a real tough time with it.
I remember the text, the rage text you were sending me. And I remember being like, oh, she did care a lot about this.
I cared so much.
Do you think you want your baby to have a cool and unique name? Or mm-hmm. like, well, I like that yours related to like your family. Like I actually asked my Nana recently. I was like, tell me names of people in our family because I'd like it to come from like something
yeah.
that has meaning. But like,
so here's how I got it. Because this is kind of weird too. I was very close to my mom's mom, and when she passed away, I would have dreams about her a lot, and I hadn't dreamt about her in a while, and I had a dream one night, and in the dream, I'm sitting at her kitchen table, like it looks exactly like her house, she's sitting across from me, and like in the dream, I'm pregnant, but I'm not like scared about it, like mm-hmm. in the dream, I'm pregnant, and it's fine. And
like, I wanted the baby.
Yeah, like,
yeah. It wasn't like, an accident.
We're excited about it. Everyone's of age. We're married.
It was on purpose. Fine.
Yeah, it was on trend. And like in the dream, I can look down and see my stomach and like I'm pregnant, but I'm happy. And she's sitting across from me and she says to me, oh, you're naming the baby blank. And I said, yes, grandma, of course. I wake up from the dream, like going to put the name in my phone, like in my list of baby names, I open my list of baby names. It's at the top. So like, I'm not saying that like my grandma put it in the baby list name. I probably woke up in the middle of the night and did it. But when I saw it on there in the morning, I was like, oh my God, that's the craziest sign ever. And like, I believe in that stuff. And I was like, my grandma wants me to name her, like when I have a daughter, name her this name. So like ever since then, that was like 4 or 5 years ago. So ever since then, I'm like, that's my baby name. So when I saw this girl name her daughter that, I was like, ugh.
Question, if you have a son.
Yeah.
And then you have another son.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have another son.
Why are you putting this in? Why are you manifesting that for me?
Would you get pregnant again to have a girl to name her that name?
Yes. I'm going to keep going till I get one of each.
Paige, you would be like Jackie from Real Housewives of New Jersey with like 6 kids running around?
If I can't get a girl, fucking...
You can adopt my girl. If I have a girl, you can have her because we know she's going to be girly.
If I can't... I have actually thought about that. If I have like 2 kids and I have 2 boys and I haven't gotten a girl yet, I probably will adopt a daughter. Because I can't live my adult life not having a daughter. There's just no way. There's no way.
Oh my God, I would love that for you. I would cry so. Oh my gosh.
I would definitely adopt.
I also. Des and I are going to have the most annoying child.
The most.
Will not shut the fuck up.
I can't. Is it crazy that I'm really excited for when you have a son?
They're going to be. I'm just going to be like, hey. The toxic masculinity in this house needs to stop. The whole time I'm going to be like, don't speak to women like that.
You're going to be like, hey, I'm not talking to you.
Newsflash, you're being a passive aggressive dick again.
Oh my God. You're just like cracking blankets in his like 13-year-old bedroom. You're like, what the fuck is this?
No, but yeah, I just always wanted to be on The Bachelor, just like call out everyone's toxic masculinity the whole time. And they'll be like, Hannah, you're supposed to find the love of your life. And I'm like, no, we have some problematic men in this room and I need to talk about it.
You're like, they signed up for it. So
going back to just how much you love to party.
Yeah, for sure.
How do you feel about this summer? It looking like, oh.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. Hey, Gigglers, I want to tell you not to panic the next time you have to buy someone the perfect gift. Have you tried gift mode on Etsy? First of all, let me just say, I get a lot of things on Etsy just in general, but it's so perfect for gifting because everything is so personalized and tailored to the person you're shopping for. If you haven't tried gift mode on Etsy, then definitely give it a try because it absolutely takes the stress out of gifting and you find the perfect item. All you have to do is tap gift mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com, answer a few short questions like who you're shopping for, what they like, what are their interests, and gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. I personally like gifting myself. So if you're a fashionista, I always like to type in things like 60s fashion, or if I'm looking for a specific mini skirt, and it pops up just the most perfect curated things for myself that I gift to myself. But it's also great if you have someone in your family who's a cooking lover and you can get personalized charcuterie boards. It's perfect for everyone. So whether you need a housewarming gift or a birthday present for someone who loves pickleball, gift mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now. I love that it's warmer weather. I love when the seasons change because the outfits change. And now we can say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and t-shirts. Quince always has your lineup of timeless pieces that keep you looking effortlessly chic all year long. I loved their cashmere sweaters this winter, but now it's all about their European linen dresses. Their blouses and shorts are $30. Washable silk tank tops are timeless. And they also have 14 karat gold jewelry and so much more. I actually bought all of Craig's curtains in his living room from Quince probably like a month ago and were absolutely obsessed. The best part about Quince is all their items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/giggly for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/giggly to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/giggly. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15.
What we do is lie in bed.
That I don't party.
Yeah.
I'm a woman of
many sides.
Many sides. And sometimes I like to absolutely rip it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I like to not be spoken to for at least 72 hours.
Same. Also, I just need to address, do you remember when you had a migraine and you told the house to turn the music down like a little because the house was like shaking? Mm-hmm. Do you remember when people got mad at me because of it?
Okay, so there's like a running joke in mine and Hannah's friendship that like I get away with so much shit. Like, and I'm like, oh my God, stop. Like we're joking now. Like I really don't. But that was one of the craziest moments where it's like, I sent the hateful text. I sent the rage text. Hannah got in trouble. No one even brought it up that I was the one that sent the text. No one even cared. They were just like, fuck you, Hannah. I literally watched it and I was just like, oh my God.
And then
I really
you're like,
get away
honestly,
with it.
I'm Team Kyle on this one.
I was like, how dare Hannah not want to party? And
I can't breathe. Okay, what's next?
Okay, look, since we're on like the baby train, yeah. Emrata posted like pictures of her giving birth, but like actual pictures of her giving birth. Like there was, it was kind of like a collage, but there were some pictures of her like mid push.
Okay, I have
one,
to see
she
this.
Had like a, and like, I'm all for the realness. I really am. I'm more for the realness than I would than you taking like pictures in your hospital bed like glammed up like I just had a baby. But like there's some things I feel like you don't have to show everyone.
There is something so beautiful about just living life and it not being captured completely. But looking at it now, there's she's not like, you know, screaming, crying like all red
no,
in the
no,
face.
No. It's like, not like crazy, but it's
like
it's
she still
very,
looks
her, it's
gorgeous.
Very artsy. No,
it's very, yeah,
so
it's very
annoying.
Artsy. It's, yeah, she looks fucking stunning. Are you going to wear makeup when you give birth?
No, which I think people would think the opposite of me, but absolutely not. That's crazy town.
Well, you also look stunning without makeup. I see people with full face of makeup holding the baby for the photo, I'm like, you are an overachiever.
Yeah. And I actually have a weird feeling that, like, I don't really even want my husband in the room. Is that weird?
It depends on the husband, I think. It depends on which husband you're on at the time.
Right, that's true.
Because I think some guys, you, like, really have that, like, really sexy thing going on where you just always want to protect, like, yourself. But then you're going to have someone who could be, like, literally your best friend who's in it through everything with you. And you're just like, this is us. Like, this is a new experience
like,
we're going through together.
Like, if he's in there, he's head level. He's above the action. I don't want him down there looking. What if I shit myself? You know, which, like, I probably
I'm going to shit myself.
I don't want him experiencing that. I don't want him cutting the cord. Get out of my area.
Dez has this thing. He has a rule. I'm not allowed to look at comments on anything. Mm-hmm. But like sometimes I feel like I'm in a dungeon, and I'm like, sometimes I really need to look at stuff. So I'll go in the bathroom. He will literally bust open the door while I'm taking a shit. Like, are you looking at the comments? And I'm like, I'm literally shitting myself. I'm shitting my brains out.
Perry used to do that and be like, are you smoking a Juul? Fuck off. Give me a second, dude.
You go, oh my God, I almost dropped my Juul in the toilet. Fuck you, bro.
I'm like, how dare you? I'm hiding this.
I would have had to make you buy me a new Juul. So anyway, the cons of having a guy in the house.
I haven't felt that in a while, though, which is nice. It's nice. Okay, next, Billie Eilish dyed her hair blonde. Have you seen a picture of her recently?
It looks amazing, and I also think, one, she's been overdue. I didn't think she would do the green for as long as she did. Second of all, agreed, the shag is so in, and, like, it's the 70s now.
It's the 70s, and I was looking at the picture that she posted. It's also, like, the record-breaking Instagram picture. I think she got, like, 2 million likes in 6 minutes.
She beat the egg?
It's like the fastest picture. And I was looking at her and I was like, she looks like someone. She looks like Lady Gaga and Scarlett Johansson had a baby.
Oh my God, you nailed it. It's also funny because she's so young. She's like, her features are becoming like, she's growing still. She's still a baby.
There's something so, and I don't want to sound, I don't even know if this is the word, but this is what's coming to my head. Mm-hmm.
Don't say egregious because you love that word.
I do love that word. Avant-garde.
Oh. Okay.
There's something very like avant-garde about her beauty. Like,
she's timeless.
Yeah. Like you can't pin. Like, you know when you look at like a model and you're like, this girl is hot and this is why X, Y, and Z on why she's hot. There's something about Billie Eilish's face that, like, you just can't stop looking at.
Like, well, I also like that it's unique. Like, she's not, she hasn't gotten the injections and the lip stuff and the eye thing to look the same as everyone else.
Yeah, she's very natural.
And, because she's so natural, it's almost interesting to look at because you're so used to people with so much makeup. And she has really beautiful eyes and just, like, good bone structure. And
is that what it is?
Yeah, I think you're not used to seeing people with that little makeup on.
I love like a bare-faced, like stunningly gorgeous girl. It's just, you want to look at their skin. Girls also are programmed to be like, do you have pores? Let me see them.
Yeah.
So like when I can see a girl's pores and like her freckles, I'm like, you're so pretty.
Can we normalize pores again?
Yeah. Because it's been stressful.
Now they have these video apps that you, because I think the Kardashians have been using it for a while, where like your video's fully edited. Like your
You can like Facetune videos.
And Khloé, they like showed how like she was doing this Zoom or something and the background was like bending behind her because of the Facetune.
It's too much.
And it's
too much.
It makes me sad.
I even feel bad because people will DM me like off my Instagram stories and they're like, your skin looks so good. And I'm like, bitch, that is the Paris filter. Do not let me fool you. Okay, that's Paris all day, every day.
I feel like Paris, we've accepted that, but it's true. Yeah. That's just the Paris filter. But when you're going like too in depth, it makes me angry. It makes me sad. But I've had enough rants about it.
Yeah, you hate that stuff.
I'm done. I'm sitting on the bench.
Okay. Do you watch Real Housewives of Dallas?
I'm up to date on it. I know
you
that
you are.
I mean, I'm not up to date, but I like am up to date. If you know what I mean.
I'm not.
I like yeah.
Whatever. Glad we figured that
You're
out.
Like, this wasn't
we
supposed like, to be. A
I was interrogating you.
I don't care. I was like, hey, I didn't care.
Why don't you watch it? Hey, I don't watch it either. I don't know why. What that just was. Anywho, so Brandy's husband Brian.
Oh,
it's kind of interesting. God. Brandy and Brian, and then all their kids are B names, and it's a lot. Okay, so Brandy's husband Brian was Bravo and Cocktails is the first one to put this video out of him possibly making out with if it's him. I mean, it looks like him making out with a girl at a nightclub. She previously had done a big Instagram post in the caption. People were speculating that she wasn't coming back to the show and she was choosing happiness and all this stuff. But like as of right now, she's still very much involved in the show. The video came out. And she said, please, like, respect our privacy. They have not said an absolute word about it.
Oh, but she said, please respect our privacy? Where?
Yes. I think it was in, like, I read the article in Us Weekly.
Okay.
Their high school sweethearts. She just gave birth to their fourth child. Mm-hmm. They had 2 years ago, they had adopted a son.
A redhead, which is wild.
We're crazy, right?
Yeah.
No one talked about it enough.
No one talked about that enough.
I was like, how did you find a baby? that looks exactly like your family. How'd you do that? Here's this.
The other kids are like, wait, was I adopted too?
Here's a crazy thought. They've been together for 17 years. They were mm-hmm. high school sweethearts. Mm-hmm. I'm not condoning cheating. I think that's awful. Mm-hmm. There have been some rumors that, like, maybe she stepped out also. If you're with someone for that long, not even that long, because you can be with someone for that long. But if you're with someone when you started that young, could mm-hmm. you imagine how much you guys change?
Yep.
And, like, to keep it working for that long, like, you have to, it's inevitable. It's a human feeling to be like, what's it like on the other side? What would it have been like if I married someone else? So, like,
yeah.
Not that, like, he should be making out with, like, random tattooed girls in the nightclub. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But,
well,
there has to be more to the story.
Yeah, and also, they could have, like, a little open relationship. The point is, like, the way it's come out, it's so disrespectful and looks just like this guy is, like, playing her.
Yeah.
But also, it's funny how, like, call her daddy was involved. Do you know about that?
No.
Alex, I don't know when the episode was, but she basically was talking about how she had sex with a housewife's husband.
No, she was reading something from a fan, and a fan said that they had sex with a Real Housewives husband.
Now, if it was like, let's just go through the hottest husbands. If it was like Mauricio, and a snackaroo, absolute snack. No one talks about the other Dallas Housewives husband who's hot as shit, Deandra.
Deandra's husband is gorgeous.
Jackie's husband can absolutely get it.
Jackie's husband can get it.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. If we're going down this path.
Let's go down it.
You know
New
who's
York
hot?
Is the most single people ever.
Robin's husband, Juan.
Oh, Juan?
Juan can don't get he? It.
No, actually, don't get me started on Juan because I won't stop.
If Juan Dixon was here right now.
If Juan Dixon was here, sorry, Robin. Sorry, Robin. I don't know the extent of your relationship, but I'm sorry about it. There's some really good looking husbands that, like, it's actually kind of crazy to think that, like, New York, none of them are in relationships.
You know who's, like, actually kind of hot that people don't talk about? Shaddam Bedore's new guy.
Yeah, he is kind of hot. You just like him because he's, like, tall and, like, looks like a man.
I like him sturdy.
Yeah, I think my favorite though, because I'm going to do something different for me. I'm going to go based on looks and personality.
Are you? Okay.
And I think Mauricio might be the funniest.
Like
when he was sitting at that dinner and he was like,
soulmates,
hi.
Because he's just like, hi, having fun, making fun of everyone. And he's loaded.
He's sitting
at
a dinner. He's laughing. He's drunk. He's drinking tequila. He's not paying attention. He's like, Denise, are you going to eat that? That's the energy I need my man to have.
So,
like,
Paige,
hey, are you going to eat that?
You legit made a comment that, well, you made a joke, like, I'm going on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Like, let's do this.
Yeah.
And I commented, like, I actually thought it was Meredith Marks, period. Like, I, like, scrolled through and I was like, and then I was like, wait a second. You looked like Meredith.
Thank you.
Could you be on a housewife show? Because that's different drama than Summer House. Summer House, no. You just sit back, comment on the stupid shit I'm doing.
No.
You'd have to get family involved.
No.
Children.
If I were to do that, I would go straight Kristen Cavallari, Jay Cutler style. You'd never see my children. I really don't think I could have my kids involved in something like that. And
in like a Coke scandal?
Yeah. Housewives is like a different animal. Like, I don't need you coming and like ruining my... Took me a long time to get married. Okay? Took me a long time to get here. Don't need you coming in and ruining it. Like, I worked for this shit. It's also when the housewives get so mad about like certain scandals, like, okay, like Jackie and the cheating scandal or like the cocaine scandal, whatever. it's like when you signed up for this, you had to know that everything was on the table.
Well, I like, said it's part of becoming a housewife when people say your husband's cheating on you. That's just like part of the game.
But here's the thing too, like Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler, like, yeah, they're broken up now, but like I think the way they did their reality show was funny. Like, you got a little bit of drama of the two of them, but like it was mainly funny. It was like their jobs. I don't think I could get like in the nitty gritty of my immediate family. Like, no, that's crazy town to me. Well,
speaking of Jackie and Teresa, Jackie is now getting like a ton of hate for not letting the mouse go. And I found some, I'm kind of empathizing with her a little because actually Ben from Watch Crappin said it. He was like, everyone's like, Jackie won't stop talking about it because she had this party for Evan. But it's like, that was the only other scene that she's gotten.
Yeah, where Teresa talked about it the whole time they were in Lake George.
But then also it's like, you know how I am. Like, if someone wrongs me, I can never move on.
Yeah.
If I was her, it's so, the hard part about Bravo is like you get upset and then people want you to move on because it's more entertaining when there's a different story, but you're, it's still you and your life, and you're like, we're just gonna let this woman say that.
Yeah. So like, did you watch the most recent episode?
Not yet.
I wonder if she talks about it at all. I haven't watched it. I've like been waiting because I want to be able to watch Jennifer Aiden like fully hammered when I'm in a good mindset.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that would be great.
Jennifer Aiden is like fully embracing it too. Like, she's posting clips of it. She was doing this drunk thing like, money can't buy you class. But can it? Money can't buy you class. I'm pretty sure it can. Money can't buy you.
One of her comments, which is like so true. She was like, what? Have you never seen a drunk person before? Like, chill out. And I was like, pop off. Our whole show is based on it.
Yeah, Leah from Real Housewives was like, people need to stop shaming this woman for getting drunk. These people are probably drunk on Twitter while judging her for being drunk.
Yeah.
Also, she's not like drunk, putting anyone in harm's way. She's not like fucking driving.
Yeah, she's literally at a pool party with her friends, just like popping off.
She's flopping around a pool party.
She's like 27 kids at home. Give her a break.
Yeah, any mom, I think, it's actually one of the most relatable things I've seen on Bravo. Anyway, what's next?
Ooh, let's talk about J-Lo and A-Rod, just because we had recorded before, like, the articles were really coming out that they're, like,
do you remember when I was like, I think they're back together, and you were like, Hannah, shut up. Yeah,
and I was like, Hannah, absolutely out of here. And now they keep, like, posting the same, like, Instagram stories, and it's like, we get it. We get the narrative you're trying to push. And then there was, like, paparazzi pictures of them together recently, and it's just, like, in the pandemic, in the quarantine, the people got too smart. You know, like, I feel like before quarantine, it was celebrities and then it was like normal people. And normal people didn't realize the shit that was going on behind the scenes of celebrities. Like, I didn't know that like J-Lo and A-Rod was like a business deal, you know? So now when they're posting paparazzi pictures, I'm like, fuck you guys. I know that this is posed and you want us to think you're working on it. I know you're not working on it. And something happened during quarantine where we all got on the same page that we were like, celebrities are out of their minds.
It's literally, people realize that celebrities are their own reality TV show. You're only seeing what people want you to see.
You are a savant.
No, but it's 100% true.
A wordsmith. It's 100% true. That far.
I can barely form a sentence, but yeah, their lives are our entertainment. So they're showing, it's basically how the Kardashians do. They do their show the same way they do their social media and their real lives.
So true.
They're showing,
I think it's also crazy, like, people calling paparazzi for things. Like, get out of my face.
Did you see Madison got, like, stopped by a paparazzi? She was, like, walking alone in Miami, which was weird to me. Like, just walking in, like, a cute athleisure wear.
I've walked alone in Miami for years. Not a single photog. No one would know. Like, that doesn't just happen. You're not walking on the beach and photographers are just coming up. People are calling them. I've literally watched models, like girls that I know, call paparazzi and be like, I'm in this part of the beach. And I'm like, that's insane.
What?
There's no way she was just walking on the beach and a paparazzi was like, ooh, she absolutely had to have
called. You're right. Paparazzi only will chase like Lady Gaga.
Real celebrities.
And, like, top celebrities. So like when you see, like, no offense, people from Selling Sunset all over the place on People Mag.
So you called them. You literally said
that was like the whole fight on Selling Sunset. Do you remember when Christine was yelling at Heather
for calling paparazzi?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing. And that's just like a crazy conversation to even be had. Like, you called paparazzi. No, you called him. Like, oh my God.
And then apparently you can get sued by like taking a paparazzi photo of yourself and posting it on Instagram.
Which I also think is crazy.
Which I think is fucking crazy, but we're not even gonna get into that. What's next?
Yeah. That's all the front page news I have for today.
I forgot. Did you like the name Ocean?
No. No.
Why?
Like, I don't want. No. It's like, it's how I feel about people naming their children like Apple? Rainbow. And yeah, it's just like, I don't need that.
Yeah.
Ocean is just, no, like, it makes me think like seaweed, seahorse. That's just what's coming to my brain.
Keep the ocean.
Like,
out of
I get it. You don't want to name your child like Emily or Sarah or like something very generic, but you don't need to name her Rainbow Sunshine, Love and Light. You know, like, calm down.
Meta World Peace.
Yeah, like, it's kind of crazy.
What do you think of the name Hazel?
I like that name.
Okay, sorry. I heard that there's someone in my family named Hazel, and I was like, I love that name.
I actually really like that name, and there was someone in my family named Hazel.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I really like it.
Interesting.
Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get $100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code GIGGLY to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today. Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorne. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally, plus they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the sleepy time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorne makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorne, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorne is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers, 47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/GigglySquad and use code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad, for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Anyway, I'm so excited for this
moment. Are you pregnant? Because no. I feel like...
No. Oh, yeah. It's so funny. My bloating picture. This is just how, like... the world changes.
Hannah, wait, I have a request. Wait, before you say this, I have a request. When you are pregnant, I want you to tell me on the pod.
Okay.
Because I feel like I want the Gigglers to get our actual
reaction.
Combo.
Not you calling me being like, did you post?
Yeah,
your,
not me.
Like, you actually post. You accidentally posted your like water, whatever it's called. Water breaks.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny how like times have changed because... I posted my bloating photo this summer, like this bloating photo, and it like, and everyone was like, this is so funny. And then like, I posted it now when things are like hot and people were like mad.
Yeah. People were like, why would you do this to us? I thought this was an announcement.
Yeah.
You're like, this is from a burrito 7 months ago.
I like tagged Summer House. I tried to make it pretty, but I was also like, I was fucking with people cause I was very bored. But yeah, people were very angry. They were like, how could you lie to me? And I'm like,
I'll never forget that photo. You looked stunning. The lighting was perfect. I was like, stop.
I had like pregnancy sweats.
I'm taking it back.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
And also like, it's important to normalize bloating because the amount of people that are editing their bodies to look so small, sometimes you just have to show the real width and girth of your bladder and stomach. Okay, so I'm very excited about this final segment because how do I even know what to wear if you don't tell me?
If I don't tell you.
And when the weather changes, it's hard. The rules change.
It's hard out here. It's hard out here.
So we need the... I'm giving you a big intro. Sorry.
Thank
I'm like,
you.
Please stop. Like, okay. I'm trying
You're
to
like,
give
like,
you an intro.
Shut the fuck up. And I was like, okay.
So we are giving the Looks for Less extraordinaire the floor.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. Okay. So I'm just going to tell you guys a few things that are going to be on trend for the spring. And then when this pod comes out, I will put on my story like a few swipe ups to things that I think you should get. First, let me start out with everyone always asks me where like cheap websites that I shop on and I switch them up. Like sometimes I'm really into like two of them and I only go to those and then I get bored of them and I forget they exist. Right now, I'm very much into Princess Polly and I'm very much into Shop Akira. Which is like some random website that I had found a few years ago. And I think it's like based in Chicago. And I would always like forget about it, but then go back to it. They have very like very different things. Like my orange dress with the pink feathers on the cuff. Like you're not wearing that multiple times. You're wearing that for like one thing.
But also you're not seeing that at like a Zara. Like,
yeah, you're
it's not.
Not
as unique.
So they have very unique things, but still things that are very trendy. Like some things on their website.
Basically, you're not going to walk in a room and like be worried other girls are wearing it.
Right. Some things on their website, I'm like, oh my God, that's crazy. I would like, I don't even know how that's fashionable. But like, there are a few things that I see and I'm like, that's the most amazing thing. They have very good shoes. Okay, so that's first. For the spring, obviously, like pastels, I mean, it's fucking spring. groundbreaking.
Groundbreaking.
But it's a very like 60s vibe.
Ooh.
So like headbands are very in. Platform shoes. Versace just did an ad, and I've been trying to find these shoes that aren't $1 billion since Christmas. Kendall Jenner posted a picture on Christmas, and her shoes were like these platform, like over the, like tie around the ankle. Hers, I think, were open toe, but she wore them with tights. So shoes like that, like very mod.
It's like Austin Powers.
Yes, think very like Austin Powers. Micro mini skirts, very in, bedazzled ones.
Wait. What's a micro mini? How little is that?
So like six, very 60s, like mini, mini skirts.
So it's not high waisted? It's like a tube top on your butt?
It's like a tube top on your butt. Great description.
So like if your labia is showing, it's macro mini.
Yeah, it's fashionable. Same thing with like shorts, like tight shorts that are, that you would see in like a 60s movie. I keep thinking of, what's that movie, the baseball movie, The Sandlot, like Wendy. Okay. Peppercorn is like what I'm thinking.
Okay, cute.
Okay, we're done with sweat sets. I know it's tragic, it's sad, but we've done them. We did them for 2 years.
Okay,
we're transitioning.
Is Kylie not doing it anymore? Because I feel like she was the one who like made it.
Sweats, Kylie,
like
Jenner.
The Kylie Jenner, like, you know, she'd wear like the big sweatsuit with the matching like,
yeah,
biker shorts.
She, her, that's fashion done. I don't, yeah, I mean, it's just
shade.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, was that rude? No, I definitely look at her like what she's wearing, but like she's not my go-to.
Yeah,
because she's a lot more sexy than fashion, I feel like.
Yes, and you're not like showing off the same parts of your body.
Yeah, I'm not like, these A cups are real, if you were wondering. So rather than like sweat sets, as I'm wearing like a hoodie and matching sweats, it's gonna be for the spring like knitwear. So like a knit flare pant with a matching knit cardigan. Cardigans, okay, are really in. Crop sweater vests are very, okay, in.
Can I just say, I have a problem with knitwear. I have, okay, very sensitive skin. Like if there's a tag that's like a little off, like it ruins my whole day. So I, okay, hate buying something like knitwear that's cute and you put it on and I'm like, I can't wear this all day, especially when you're also a sweaty beast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll keep that in mind for you.
Okay.
When just I'm keep like, that in mind. What's the tag situation on this?
Thank you.
You're welcome. So sweater vests are very in. Cropped blazers are very in. Think very Jackie O for the spring.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So we're getting a little like, we're getting a little mod. Trench, okay, coats, very in. That will be your springtime jacket. And don't be afraid to do a patterned trench coat.
I was about to say, like, what color? Because I feel like camel, we've done a bazillion times.
You can definitely stay in the neutral tones, but don't be afraid of a funky patterned jacket. Okay?
Okay.
Don't be afraid of it. Also, okay, for pants, trousers are very in. I don't love the word trouser, but I'm going to use it.
No.
Think very Emrata style, like,
okay,
an oversized trouser or like a flare Victoria Beckham type trouser.
Okay.
We're loving trousers, crop tops with a crop blazer. And that's your 411 on spring fashion trends. Thank you.
Wait, that's amazing. I'm excited to see what outfits you are going to start coming up with. And now I'm just stressed because I feel like spring cleaning is ahead and you have to like have this weird transition phase where you're like, is it hot? Is it cold? I don't know what to do with my life.
I hate it. And I'm like moving in 2 weeks and it's like a bomb went off in here.
Are you going to throw a lot away?
Yeah, a lot.
That's going to feel amazing.
I'm going to donate a lot of shit.
Good for you.
Thank you.
You guys, thank you so much for giggling with us this week. We covered a lot. I hope you're enjoying Summer House. I hope you're subscribed to Burning in Hell. Paige and I were both on Call Her Daddy. You should listen to both those episodes because they were fucking fire.
We're
officially stepfathers. And we should have Alex on Giggly Squad eventually. We'll bother her about that.
Absolutely.
Later. I know she's running around LA doing who knows what right now, but we'll get her. We'll trap her ass.
Thanks for giggling with us, guys.
We love you, and we'll talk to you later, and merch is coming out soon. Bye.